Join us at the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues in New York City, May 2013. We're interviewing Indigenous leaders on what free, prior, and informed consent means to them.
Well, my understanding of it in a nutshell is the ability to freely participate amongst your own will and to get a full scope of understanding on your participation and what the outcomes and results of your participation will be.
I think it is a God-given right, and I think the problem is that people don't know about it. And in many situations, it's just, especially in ours, and as we've learned being here, it was never acknowledged, used, or anything.
Yes, on the one hand, it's of great value to us. You've got to use it or you lose it. It's a kind of, you know, catch cry. We want to let people know. It's great on paper, but if you're not going to activate any of the articles in the declaration, then it's really not worth the paper it's written on.
Well, when you break it down, you know, free, as in nobody is forcing me to make a decision, prior, before the actual thing that's, you know, being worked on is actually happening, informed is making sure that I have all the information that I need to make a really good decision, and consent means that I not just give my permission, but that whatever is being done will also benefit me, my peoples, my communities, my organizations, you know, depending upon what the project is.
For more information, visit cs.org/consent.